from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. A Republican senator from St. Charles says a six-person conservative caucus is seeking to expand its membership. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more from Senator Bill Eigel's appearance on the Politically Speaking podcast.
Eigel is part of a Senate faction that's challenged GOP bills on economic development and transportation policy. A political action committee known as the CL PAC is trying to expand the conservative caucus's membership and recently got a $1 million boost from worldwide technology founder David Stewart. Eigel says getting more like-minded people to join the conservative caucus will lead to a sharper overhaul of state government.
The more we get away from that brand, not just from what we're saying in the campaign season, but what we're doing when we have power and we're in Jefferson City, the danger, that's a danger to the Republican Party.
CL PAC is already donating large sums of money to GOP candidates that are seeking Senate seats during the 2020 election cycle. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri tax officials are raising questions about the legality of stores selling unregulated CBD products. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch obtained documents in which former Missouri Department of Revenue Director Joel Waters asked Attorney General Eric Schmidt for an opinion in March on whether the department could issue sales tax licenses to businesses selling CBD products. Walters left the agency later that month, but before he left, he suggested the retail of CBD products might not be legal based on a 2014 law. The Attorney General's office decided not to make the opinion public, and spokesman Chris Newell says it is not subject to disclosure under the state's Sunshine Law. Columbia City Council members are expected to discuss banning conversion therapy at next week's meeting. Members are looking at modifying Chapter 16 of the city code to prohibit the practice of conversion therapy or trying to change a person's sexual orientation on minors by licensed healthcare providers. Andrea Wehner is a board member of the City of Columbia Human Rights Commission. She says this would be a strong move for the community.
You know, coming into contact with something like conversion therapy just presents additional and unnecessary risks. And that's totally preventable. If we have the ability to step up and occupy this space of moral leadership, we should.
The ordinance was first read on the September 16th City Council meeting and will be open for public comment on the October 7th meeting. A federal judge on Friday blocked a part of Missouri's newly enacted law banning abortions because the fetus has Down syndrome. KCUR's Dan Margulies reports.
Judge Howard Sachs had previously blocked the state's ban of most pre-viability abortions, but he asked for further evidence of the number of women who would be affected by the Down syndrome prohibition. The Planned Parenthood Clinic in St. Louis, which sued to overturn the law, said the ban would affect a small number of women. That, Sachs ruled, was sufficient to issue an injunction blocking it from taking effect. Last month, Sachs blocked the state's ban of abortions at 8 through 20 weeks of pregnancy. The state has appealed his ruling. I'm Dan Margulies.
I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.